Our first story, reports out of the US suggest that the FBI has arrested Malcolm X's grandson before his scheduled trip to Iran. Malcolm Shabazz, a Muslim and a civil rights activist, was reportedly arrested as he was preparing to leave the US. Reports say he's been moved to an unknown location and the FBI has not provided any information about his arrest. Malcolm Shabazz was expected to attend the second conference of Hollywood and Zionism in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The conference is currently underway on the sidelines of the Fajr International Film Festival. Don DeBar is an activist and radio host with me now on the line from New York. Let's get more information from him. So, Mr. DeBar, I don't know whether you have any information about this case, but why should Malcolm X's grandson be arrested in the first place?
It's difficult to tell right now. I know Dr. Randy Short had been working with young Malcolm, in fact, doing a tour over the past year at some point, and he's the one that discovered that this happened and started disseminating the information. And the details are sketchy, but I mean, we know that the U.S. government harassed and many believe had a hand in the killing of his grandfather, Malcolm X, after the public found out about the COINTELPRO program in the 70s here that was conducted by the FBI, they found out that they had a hand in creating the tensions that supposedly resulted in the assassination in 1965. So that and the fact that this family member was en route to Iran, where, the media of the United States is being examined in front of the world, basically. There are people from, last year there were almost 50 different countries represented there, and I assume this year even more were there yesterday. And someone with the, someone with the name recognition of Malcolm X could certainly lend weight in international media to any statements that come out that are critical. I mean, Senator Mike Lavelle was there, and he had, he has enough juice so that the media has had to cover him, and therefore this conference, and therefore the subject matter, which is the propagandistic role that Hollywood plays in the imperial construct. And I just think of the habit of harassing Malcolm's family and the fear of having someone with his potential stature making pronouncements about American propaganda was too much for them to handle. I'm hoping it's only that and that he's safe and just being held rather than something more ominous.
Mr. Don DeBar, activist and radio host with us there on the line from New York. Thank you very much, Mr. Don DeBar.